Indonesia's president has ordered a full investigation into the roots of the organisation blamed for three church bombings in the nation's second biggest city, Surabaya. A family of six suicide bombers, including children as young as nine, blew themselves up yesterday morning in coordinated attacks, killing 13 people and wounding dozens more. On the eve of Ramadan, there are fears of further attacks. Indonesia correspondent David Lipson is in Surabaya and filed this report.
At the Pentecostal Church in Surabaya, workers are putting up Masonite barricades around a burned-out structure as a wide-eyed crowd of locals watches on. This is where hours earlier a father of four led his family to an unthinkably brutal and bloody end. 47-year-old Dieter Opriato drove a car packed with explosives to the front of this church during Sunday service and blew it up. But that was just the start of his evil deeds. Minutes earlier, he'd dropped his wife and two daughters, aged 9 and 12, at the GKI church a few kilometres away. Police say they too were strapped with explosives, which were detonated amid the churchgoers there, causing more death and destruction. When we arrive hours later, elite police wielding assault rifles are still guarding the road. Across town, another church, the Santa Maria, is cordoned off. Here, Opriato's two sons, aged 16 and 18, rode an explosive-laden motor scooter into a crowd and set it off. One family, three churches, all in the space of half an hour. President Joko Widodo toured the bomb sites, describing the act as barbaric and inhumane. I ask all people to join together in the fight against terrorism and radicalism, he said. It's against our religious values, the precious values of God and diversity. The president ordered a full investigation into the roots of the Jamaah Ansharut Daulah network, a group of Indonesian radicals which has pledged allegiance to Islamic State. Police believe the father, Dieter Opriato, was the head of JAD in East Java. It's understood he and his family recently returned from Syria, where they'd travelled to join the caliphate claimed by Islamic State. Another 500 Indonesians are believed to have returned since the routing of IS forces in Syria. Police say sleeper cells across Indonesia have woken up in the days before Ramadan. Last week, terrorist inmates at a Jakarta prison killed five elite police. On Saturday, police shot four terrorist suspects in West Java. Armed guards are now patrolling churches and places of interest across the country, fearing more attacks in coming days. This is David Lipson in Surabaya for AM.